This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. The college transfer portal is wide open, open for business. Kentucky is bringing back John Calipari. It felt like he was almost campaigning to get his job back on his radio show, and met with the AD and decided that going to bring John back. He's got one of the top two or three recruiting classes come in. But then he has that every year, and it hasn't produced results. Produced NBA players, but hasn't produced results. So is he basically getting back into the same routine that he's had for over a decade now? And are you expecting different results there? Can he use the transfer portal? There are players who are in the portal now. And from what I was told yesterday, a source said, there are players who have put their name in the portal still playing, and they know that they're going to be playing someplace else because they've already discussed what it's going to cost to go there or for you to get me. Or if you want to keep me, this is the going rate. That's what's going on now as we speak. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America. They are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And you can follow along the Celebrity Bracket Challenge on FoxSportsRadio.com. All quiet on the Ohtani front as the Dodgers get ready to reopen the season. LA Times and ESPN still digging, and they're not going away. NFL developments this week. We've talked about, obviously, the kickoff. That's big news. And now we're going to have at least movement on a kickoff as opposed to a touchback, or the potential for that. And they also are looking at review of roughing the passer. And I think there's still language to be worked out with that, but it amounts to an emergency review of a roughing the passer call. But, you know, just some of the things happening there. And certainly you get all the coaches together, you get front office people, owners, you know, reporters, and then you start to hear what's happening with the draft. Now you start to get a real sense of what is going to happen. There are mock drafts that you'll find that probably came out a month ago or 6 weeks ago that probably didn't have J.J. McCarthy in the first round. Maybe Michael Penix not in the first round. But this is where you get to be around them. When the scouts turn their attention to the players, that's when you start to get real movement here, where you understand if a team really likes somebody or teams really like somebody. J.J. McCarthy has been the same quarterback that he was since the national title game, hadn't played a game. But now interviewing, now you start to ask people close to J.J. McCarthy. You're going to find out about teammates. This is what's going on at USC with Caleb Williams. The teams are asking players who played with Caleb Williams. People around Caleb Williams. You want to find out what kind of person. Is he a good person to the people he has to be a good person to? Is he a good person to everybody? Like little things like that. That's what they're curious about. That you got measurables, medicals. Although Marvin Harrison didn't share medicals. Caleb, I don't think, shared medicals either. Yeah, so a little more player empowerment there, maybe. But these teams are trying to find out exactly who are these people that we're drafting. I can look at you on tape. I don't know you. And they want to make sure that you're bringing in somebody that is you're going to be the face of the franchise. But J.J. McCarthy, this is a rocket ascension there. Really surprising a lot of people because my source said, I want to see more because I didn't see it at Michigan. Yes, he won. They won a national title. But there's questions on some throws that he can make. Now, this is, you know, getting really deep into the weeds here. But certain pass patterns, I was told, he looks like he's going to struggle in the NFL. Whereas some of these other quarterbacks, Drake May and Caleb Williams, don't have that knock against them. Bo Nix, I was told, arm strength could be an issue. Like, okay. But these are the people who are checking everything. It's like they got a box there of, I'm going to check everything with this guy. Pros and cons. So now we're getting into the weeds with these, not only quarterbacks, but also, you know, position players. Yes, Marv.
Have you ever talked to a GM that maybe said they overthought a draft prospect and didn't just look at the game film?
I have not had that. I've had a scout tell me that, but not a GM, not a coach. I thought that that happened with CJ Stroud because I kept thinking, I'm watching. He looks really good against really good, you know, opposition here. That has to factor in. Like Michael Penix, he didn't have a good playoff game. I know he's got the two knee surgeries, but there's two people that I spoke to who do this for a living, you know, assessing draft picks. They love him. They said, as far as throwing the football, nobody throws the ball better than him. And I go, okay. And then they talk about, well, you know, you can do three layers, like different layers down the field. He make all the throws there. Now, he's not athletic. I think people get caught up at all. You know, is he like Michael Vick? No, he's not. He's left-handed. That's it. But they really like him. Jaden Daniels, it feels like it's his frame that, you know, we had this with Bryce Young. Is he going to be able to withstand, you know, 17 games? Well, nobody really withstands 17 games anymore. It's rare when your quarterback survives. But, you know, these are just some of the little, you know, dribs and drabs that I'm getting from these guys. But their job is to assess the talent that they're seeing, not just quarterbacks. You know, I mentioned Alt from Notre Dame. The scout said, you can't miss. You just plug him in and that's it. You never have to worry about that position again for another decade. Well, that is something that I think enamors Jim Harbaugh. I want to play power football, and I'm going to do it in the NFL, and nobody's doing that. But that's what we're going to do. That's who we are going to be. We are not going to be the flashy Chargers where everybody thinks, man, this is the year, and then, you know, we don't do anything. He wants to get players, you know, he wants them to fit into his system. And that's rare in the NFL because a lot of teams will go, we'll kind of adapt our system to the quarterback we're going to take. Jim is saying, we got our quarterback. Now we want players who are fit into the system we want to play. But that's just some of the information that I've gotten so far. Yes, Paulie?
I always wonder because this time of year, they kind of had these mock drafts and they all generally look like each other. You know, J.J. McCarthy's in the top 10. But I could find mock drafts last year at this time that had Will Levis in the top 10. And then Will Levis at the top of the second round. I don't have any of them dropping out to where he dropped.
Yeah.
I have mock drafts from this time last year from reputable organizations that don't have, let's see, who was it? The quarterback who went to the Colts, Anthony Richardson. He's not in the top 10 in any of them, and he went fourth overall. You know, I got mock drafts where I could find, remember Smith from West Virginia? Geno Smith was top 10 all over the place.
Well, he was going to be number one overall.
Yeah, people had him number one. People had him top 10 all over the place, and he doesn't get drafted in the first round. They're drastically wrong, some of them. It's wild.
Yeah, it's why it's called a mock draft. We mock them. Yes.
I mock you.
Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud and Deshaun Watson seemed like those guys that were hiding in plain sight.
Yes.
Like, wait, you guys didn't see the playoffs? I'm always flabbergasted by the Mitchell Trubisky Deshaun Watson fiasco.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
like he played against Alabama and played kind of well.
Thank you, Mark. Couple of phone calls in here. Sean in Indiana is back. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan. The Vertigo's doing good. Yeah. Bob, with the way you ended that last hour, not sure you should have even showed up today.
Whoa, shot at Todd there.
Yeah, a little.
Dang.
Man, that's a lisp from Sean. Okay.
That's messed up, Sean.
You know what just happened? Tyler hung up on him because he made fun of you.
Kyle's got my back.
But he's also who let him on.
That's true.
So,
here's your front.
Not really.
He said he was going to talk in a normal voice about the Lakers. That's not what he said he's going to say to me.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I always feel bad when somebody sneaks through and then Tyler's like, he told me he was going to talk about something else. I go, yeah. By the way, the Lakers, they won last night, in case you care. They came back from, 19 down, beat the Bucks without LeBron in there. And they trailed by 19 in the fourth quarter. And first lead of the game, 2:19 remaining in the first overtime. Let's see, a couple more phone calls in here. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. Hey, Fritzy. Love the I'm not paying attention bit. Keep that up. It's the look on Dan's face every time is priceless, too.
I'm glad you appreciate the bit.
And then, Dan, I got a pie-in-the-face bet, hopefully, with Pauly and Fritzy. I'm a New York Giants fan, so I'm going to say the New York Giants have a better record than the Chicago Bears and the Denver Broncos. Pie in the face. Okay. If I miss on both or one of them, whatever.
Anybody want a piece of Jason in Nebraska? Todd, do you think the Broncos will have a better record than the Giants?
I don't feel good about that. I think they're going in the wrong direction for a while. Maybe a couple years, then they're going to turn it around.
Well, the Giants are in a wrong direction.
Denver could easily go 5-12, 6-11. I won't be shocked.
Paulie, your Bears won 7 games last year. You're going to bring in Caleb Williams. You got all this talent. And will they have a better record, the Bears, than the Giants?
I don't feel good about this bet either, but I will take it for the fun of it.
All right. So there you go, Jace. Paulie says that he'll take the Bears over the Giants. And then the Giants, see, here's another thing. The Giants are kind of a wild card here, too. Can they get into the top four if they want to take a quarterback? What do they have, the 6th pick overall? Yeah, the Danny Dimes thing didn't go well. I think they're worried about his health to start the season as well. And no Saquon Barkley, which means he'll be even more exposed. But feels like the Giants might try to hit the reset button as well. And once again, J.J. McCarthy is what I keep hearing. Because it feels like the top three are solid. Depending on what order, then it's J.J. McCarthy. And then it feels like a few more picks, and then you have Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. That's what it feels like. But it feels like there's three. Maybe J.J. McCarthy's in that. Now it's 4. But then after that, Penix and Bo Nix. Yes, Mark.
Do you think Penix and Nix go to a team in the later round?
Yeah.
Okay, later in the first round?
Yeah.
Kind of watch behind maybe Josh Allen or Jared Goff? Like that late?
Well, I don't know what the Raiders are going to do. Because you always have to go, okay, who has to have a quarterback? Like Denver has to have a quarterback. Now, Sean Payton can say, no, we're fine with our quarterbacking situation. Okay, they're not. But I could see, do the Raiders maybe go up a little higher, or did they take Michael Penix higher than they need to? Or Bo Nix? Like, those are all possibilities, I would imagine, going into the draft. Matt in Des Moines. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. I know the other day you said you weren't necessarily interested in playing yourself in the new Happy Gilmore film. I was wondering if maybe playing like Scott Van Pelt or Rich Eisen would be fun.
No, I don't want to play another member of the media. Sandler had me in Waterboy, and I played myself. And then I asked him, I said, look, that's not any fun. No, that's not acting. I said, I'd like to go on set, and have to get in character. Whatever I'm going to wear, whatever my lines are, that would be fun. And then he accommodated that. That's when he said, all right, you'll be a police officer. And then I was a police officer in quite a few movies there. And then I said, could I maybe change it up? He had me play Lincoln.
You and Daniel Day.
Yes. Daniel Day Patrick.
At the same time, you guys
yes,
played
it. We were playing Lincoln.
And there was a lot of debates of who
yes,
did
there,
it better.
Yeah, there were.
A lot.
Let's, like, wait, I don't think you're joking, Paul.
No, Richard
being,
Roper?
Yeah, I think you're being serious. That I kind of said, all right, I have that kind of look that Lincoln had.
You were taller. I think you're taller than Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, yeah.
That helps.
Yeah, yeah. How tall was Lincoln?
Checking.
Was he 6'2", 6'3"?
6'4", or something like that.
Was he?
With or without the hat.
And that, ooh, yeah.
It was more about his wingspan than his height, I think.
Mm. What were his measurables? What was Lincoln in the 40?
So oily hips. Hold on, I'm checking.
Is he the tallest president?
Boom, 6'4". Let's go.
Whoa. Yeah. Multiple yes. reports say 6'4".
Yes.
James Madison, only 5'4".
Ooh.
Wow.
There are certain guys, if you look at the presidents, like, you know, some of the originals, and you're like, could they get elected today the way they look? Yes, Paul.
Well, Lyndon B. Johnson, 6'3 and a half. Bill Clinton, 6'2 and a half listed.
Right.
But Donald Trump has got to be
I have Donald Trump is 6'3".
Okay.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, Martin Van Buren's embarrassing. He's only 5'6".
Marty. Taller. Marty. Mm. Yeah, they made fun of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had pretty good hops, though, if I recall. Marty Van Buren.
Good handler, good handler.
Mm-hmm.
Woodrow Wilson, 5'11".
In traffic. Yeah. Who was the most talented president of all time? Like sort of the Kyrie Irving, the most skilled.
Probably Teddy.
Teddy Roosevelt, yeah, an outdoors
man. Teddy's
yeah.
a man's Teddy, man right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, he was.
One
yeah.
seat.
Yes.
He's listed at 5'10".
Yeah. Sneaky, though.
Yeah.
You're sneaky 5'10". Yes.
I always thought Polk was a little underrated.
James K. Polk.
James K.
5'8".
Yeah. James K. James
Special K.
What JKP?
What did the K stand for?
James K. Polk. James Knox Polk.
Knox.
That's a strong, sturdy name.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Kendrick.
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 James Kendrick Polk.
Wiki, wiki. Okay. We solved absolutely nothing.
I heard that Ulysses S. Grant's real first name was not Ulysses. I think we talked about that. It's actually Hiram Ulysses Grant.
Yeah, he's not getting hired.
No.
Either one of those first names isn't great.
Yeah, but Ulysses, I'm okay with that, but Hiram?
Ulysses is like a god's name.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but Hiram?
How did Herbert Hoover get elected with the first name of Herbert? Herbert Clark Hoover. You
no
go Clark.
Offense.
Clark Hoover, you're getting right into office.
Mm, yes, Todd.
Well, you know what happens with Grant? Once you hire him, eventually got to fire him.
He's lucky he's not here.
Hiram. Wasn't that Ulysses' name, Hiram?
Yep, but presidents don't get fired.
Hiram Ulysses Grant.
Yeah. All righty.
He was a paper boy, though, before he was the president, and he got fired because he was delivering the papers to the wrong...
How is your day going so far?
It's slowly going in the wrong direction.
All right. All right.
I have Abraham Lincoln with no middle name. Back to you.
What?
I'm checking. Abraham Lincoln, just too busy to have a middle name. I got things to do.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, the strategy behind the new kickoff and how teams are going to try to take advantage of it. We'll have that for you coming up. Take a break back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one. firmer or softer on each side? You decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. More of your phone calls coming up. Darren Rizzi is the Saints special teams coordinator. We figured, let's start strategizing of how we can take advantage of this new kickoff here. So, Darren, thanks for joining us. Before I get to the new kickoff, did the Saints practice kickoff returns during the season, even though we rarely had kickoff returns?
Yeah, the interesting part, Dan, is that actually we practice, most of the coordinators practice very similar to the way the new rule sets up. You know, very rarely do you ever practice a full field cover, you know, in practice. So we actually do a condensed version under the old rules. And so, yeah, we did. You know, we practiced in a normal game week. Typically, we would practice on Wednesday and Thursday. And quite frankly, the amount of reps we would take would pretty much depend on how we thought the game or the opponent, if they were a big touchback team or if they were a team, maybe we were playing outdoors. So it really depended on the individual week.
All right. Help us understand how you would strategize taking advantage of the new kickoff rule formations.
Well, I think the first thing is that one of the things that's probably not out there as clear as it should be is that there's actually some restrictions to the kickoff formation and the kickoff return formation. So we really wanted to have it look like a clean play. And so what I mean by that is you can't overload one side on either side of it. And so there are some, you know, restrictions to the formations. So it's a little bit hard to get too creative. I think the largest discussion we had as special teams coaches was actually the kickoff itself. So right now the hang times are relevant under the new rule. So you might see some teams, you know, we play indoors. You have a lot of teams that don't have to deal with the weather. You might see some creative kicks early on. When I say that, I mean some line drives or some balls to maybe try to get the returners that are hard to field. Now, one of the parts of our rule that makes that a little bit easier is that we have two returners back. Unlike the XFL, they only had one, and that was a big part of the rule. But I think one way that the coaches could potentially try to take advantage of the rules early is to be creative with the actual kick types, if you will.
What you're saying is there's more strategy for the kickoff team in how they're going to kick as opposed to the return team.
Correct. Now, I do think we enabled the return team to have more creativity by our formation rules, and that's one of the biggest differences. I know everybody's comparing it right now to the XFL because of the condensed version, but we allowed for much more creativity. But I do think you'll see a little bit of a cat and mouse and a little bit of a chess match, especially early on when people are trying to tinker and figure out the best ways to figure out the rules.
Can you fair catch in any scenario?
No. So under this new rule, there's no fair catch. So if the ball lands in that landing zone between the goal line and the 20, it has to be returned.
I love that. I mean, well, let me ask you, what do you think about the new kickoff?
I'm a big fan. I got to be honest with you. I'm probably like most, you know, fans. When I first saw the XFL kickoff a few years ago, I hated it, quite frankly. And then you start to, you know, kind of do a deep dive and say, okay, let's look at that version. Let's see if we can make that version better. Listen, I the two things that I love the most about it, number one, it's a lot safer for the players. We've taken the big collisions, the high-speed collisions out of the play. And number two, we revived a dying play. I mean, this 21% return rate, you know, we lost over 2,000 plays last year to touchbacks and to fair catches. And so I think it brings a play that people really weren't even watching back to be a lot more interesting. And I think it makes it a lot more exciting for the fans. So that I like it. I think it really is going to bring some excitement back to the game.
Yeah, it's kind of like the extra point that it was a foregone conclusion. Now all of a sudden it became interesting. Has there been any talk of how to make the punt return safer? Because there's a lot of, you know, you've got a lot of violent collisions in that. That's probably the second most dangerous play aside from the kickoff.
Yeah, Dan, so after every year, since I guess the last 8 years I've been on the part of this special team subcommittee, we look at actually all the injury data. And you're right, there are the punt play, the injuries have been different, if you will, on punt and kickoff, but the injury rates are similar. And so on the punt play, on these long runs, you're getting guys with hamstrings and lower body extremities where the concern on the kickoffs was really more from the neck up and some of the head injuries. So, yeah, there's been a lot of ways. There's been a lot of talk about the punt play as well, and it's really a work in progress. We try to make tweaks every year to make the play a little bit safer.
We're talking to Darren Rizzi. He's the Saints special teams coordinator. How do you know somebody's going to be good on the kickoff team as far as going down there and tackling?
Well, I think, you know, under the old rule, it was one of those things where you really wanted to get guys that were fast down the field and have the ability to get down the field, you know, while the ball's in the air in the hang time. I think what you'll see under the new rule, Dan, is I think you'll see some people kind of playing with their personnel a little bit. You might actually see some guys on the kickoff team that maybe under the old rule didn't play, or maybe there's some teams, there's, you know, 3-4 defenses might have some bigger players, some outside linebackers, some defensive ends. You might start to see some of those guys trickle in a little bit because of the close quarters, you know, of the play. And so, listen, one of the biggest things for us is the ability to avoid, and then obviously the ability to get guys on the ground. So, you know, most of the time you see primarily defensive players, but now you might see some offensive guys kind of trickle in there as well.
The status of the onside kick is what?
Well, the surprise onside kick is out, right? So there's no way you can surprise onside kick under this model. But I think the one thing that everybody needs to understand is there was only two surprise onside kicks last year in the league. Teams were 0 for 2. In the last 5 years, I think there was 15, if I'm not mistaken, and the stats were 2 for 15. When we changed the rules back in 2018, we made it very, very difficult to recover a surprise onside. So the onside at the end of the game, the way the rule reads right now is if you go into the fourth quarter and you are trailing and you want to try to get the ball back, simply you tell the officials, you declare an onside kick. You go back now to the old rules, the old formation, and we're back to a regular onside kick as the fans would know it, a quote unquote normal onside kick.
You could draft anyone all time to be your kick returner. Who would it be?
I got to go with Hester.
Hester.
I got to go Hester one. And listen, Cordarrelle Patterson is a guy that the Steelers signed yesterday. If those were my two guys back in this model, we'd be just fine. I've had a chance to coach against both those guys. They're both outstanding. I would probably have to give Devin a little bit of a tick, but man, Cordarrelle's really good too.
And, you know, with the kickoff rules, Hester never would have become a Hall of Fame player. You know, that
you're talking about under the old rules here. Yeah. And I think it's kind of ironic that in the year that he's going into the Hall of Fame, we're we're getting this play back to it. You know, I think the fans probably, you forget, as late as 2010, there was an 80% return rate, and we've completely flipped that over the course of the last decade or so, where now we're 80% touchback or fair catch. And so that's the whole goal of this play, Dan, was to get this play back. And you know, we made a little tweak there at the end. There were some coaches that felt like that 35-yard touchback was a little bit too punitive, and so for this first year we're going to make that touchback to 30. I think that'll knock some of the plays off. But you know, I said yesterday, if we had 2,000 non-plays last year, even if we get a 50% return rate, sure, we're gonna infuse and add another 1,000 plays into the season. I think that's great for everybody, coaches, players, fans, everybody.
I remember talking to Tony Dungy about when he was in the Super Bowl and deciding if they were going to kick to Devin Hester, and he said, "We're not kicking to him. We are not going to kick to him." Then they decided at the last minute they were going to kick to him, and he returns the opening kickoff back. It's got to be one of those where, you know, do you get yelled at? How often would you get yelled at if somebody returned a kick, you know, against your special teams?
Yeah, I think some of the fans would probably love to hear those audios of special teams coaches getting yelled at. Yeah, I've been yelled at plenty of times, no question. I've been doing this for, I've been coaching now 30 years, you know, 16 college, 15 NFL, and I've been yelled at my fair share of times. And so, listen, it happens. And that's going to be kind of one of the unique things about the strategy, I think. At the end of games, in those close games, what do? Do I give them the ball at the 30, or do I try to kick it down there in the landing zone and go tackle? And so I think that'll be a little bit of a unique, you know, thing for the fans. But I think it makes for, you know, must-see TV, where you knew this past year, well, they're just going to kick a touchback. And, you know, the Super Bowl is the best example. You know, there's 13 touchbacks, where now it's okay. What's the coach going to do? Is he going to opt to give them the ball and a 30, or are they going to go try to cover and pin it back? So it adds a little bit more strategy to it.
Darren, thank you for your time. Thanks for the insights. We appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Darren Rizzi, Saints special teams coordinator. Yeah, the gamesmanship. It'll be interesting to see how certain teams take advantage of this. Do you change your draft? Do you go after certain players? Are certain guys that Darren talked about normally not on the kickoff team, but now with the close proximity, maybe you want a different style, body type up close there. A couple of phone calls in here, 877-3DP-SHOW. Mazer in Iowa. Hey, Mazer, what's on your mind?
Hey, not much, 5'9", a mysterious 188. Hey, question, when you did the rope scene in Grown Ups, was that a stunt body? Did you get tagged out for that non-flattering shot, or was that all you?
Well, I was the gym teacher, and then I asked the students if they want to watch me climb a rope. And I had these really tight shorts, short shorts, and there was a stunt double. And that's what he did. He was a stunt man, and he went up the rope there in a non-flattering way. But, yes, I had a butt double is what I did. Yes, Paul.
Did you try to Tom Cruise it and do your own stunts?
No, I did not. No. I wasn't going to win because – either way, people are going to think that that's me climbing the rope in the movie. And I just thought, you know what? Let me look athletic, even though that's not me going up the rope, instead of struggling. It'd be bad. You're the gym teacher climbing a rope and you can't climb the rope. But yeah, Sandler, of course. And then he had me the tightest shorts that you could possibly have. And I said, Sandman, these are tight shorts. He goes, I know, Danny. I'm like, all right, I guess I get the joke there, Sandman. A couple of more phone calls here. Clint in Bakersfield. Hi, Clint. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 511-230. Thank you. I had a quick take on the so-called Kyrie Irving of presidents.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to go with Ronald Reagan because prior to becoming president, he was an athlete, he was an actor, and he was also enlisted in the military at one point. So I think that makes him up there with some of the most skilled.
Wasn't he a sportscaster as well? I think he did a lot of things. Actor, sportscaster, served in the military. The Kyrie Irving of presidents.
That's new.
It is. That is a category that not many people are discussing today.
You know, I was thinking of this earlier today.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan went to college to study economics and sociology, but right after college, he took a job as a sportscaster for the Big Ten Conference. He did football games. Then he worked at a station in Des Moines, and he called Chicago Cubs games to start his career.
How about that? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. LB in Utah. Hi, LB. What's on your mind?
I had a comment or question about sports betting.
Okay.
I understand the issue with the prop bets, the over and unders, but what would be the issue with letting sports guys or athletes bet on themselves to win the games outright? Wouldn't that entice them to compete and play more?
I don't think we want to get into that, you know, because there might be a situation where somebody bets the other way, like they're able to control this. I just think that players are paid enough to be able to want to perform enough that I don't need to incentivize you by saying, hey, bet on yourself. I mean, bet on yourself with a contract. We're blurring the lines here. Like, even that we're talking about this. I just think we're not at a breaking point, but we really need to have a lifeguard on duty, and that's the problem. Look at what's happened in college sports, college football and college basketball. There's no lifeguard on duty, and now everybody goes, wait a minute, what happened here? It's been happening right in front of this. That's what I worry about gambling. There's no lifeguard on duty. And everybody's going, yeah, let's gamble. Let's bet. Everybody can bet. I can do it on my phone. Hey, my state just got it. This is awesome here. Got to have a bet on the Super Bowl. Here, if you have this code, you get $150 in bonus bets. Yeah. How can you lose? Yes, Todd.
And like if you're winning by 5 in the NBA and you have to win by at least 7, and instead of dribbling out the final seconds, you're yelling at your teammate for not trying to hit a 3 because you had the spread to go to 8.
We can't entertain this. No, we cannot entertain this. It's just let just play sports. You want to bet, you're allowed to bet depending on your state. And leave it at that. But if we're going to be like, oh, you got to bet on yourself and over-unders, and no. I mean, the NBA, this is a mess. Just the fact that you can have a player who is doing this. Now, what kind of punishment do you give him? You suspend him for a year? Do you kick him out forever? Because what happens if it's a marquee player? Then you're going to kick him out? But I think this is a really big issue here. But it's good because you have legalized gambling because they saw this. They found this. If you don't have this, then maybe, you know, he's making $400,000 a year. And you're saying, well, that's enough. The guys he's playing with are probably making, you know, 5 to 10 times that. And then he's looking around going, I'd like to make some more money here. And here's $20,000. You do that a couple of times. I mean, it's really a dangerous time right now because we have relaxed our, I guess, viewpoint of gambling. Now it's just commonplace. That's what makes me nervous. Everybody thinks that everybody should be able to do it, and what's the big deal? Hey, I bet a couple of $1,000 on a game that I was in. It's a big deal. We don't even know what the story is with Ohtani yet. There's still a lot of questions there. Maybe there's more to that. So I just think that we can't become lax where we just go, yeah, no, that's not a big deal. Yeah, it is. What happens if an official wants to throw a game? Hey, I decide to call a couple of more holding penalties, whatever it might be, or an NBA official. You already had Tim Donaghy. Do you think Tim Donaghy is the only official? No, I would never think that. So that's where you got to, you know, sometimes we go, well, the guys who are making money would never do this. That's not who I'm worried about. It's the guys who don't make money. That's the people I worry about. Take a break. Last call for phone calls back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NCAA President Charlie Baker released the following statement saying that the NCAA is seeking to remove college prop bets from all betting markets. Quote, the NCAA is drawing the line on sports betting to protect student athletes and to protect the integrity of the game. Good. Because what is happening now, you're getting bettors who get mad at a player or a coach. And we've seen this in the NBA. We've seen this or heard about this in college basketball. You have the over with points or rebounds, and then somebody has a subpar game. Well, it's not just winning the game and losing the game. Now it's everything about the game. And now you're going to get bettors. This happens in golf. You know, these guys who are betting are right there next to the golfer that they could be betting for or against. And then you miss a putt or you make a putt. I mean, these are all the things that go along with gambling. Stat of the day was brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Once again, you can follow along the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. It's powered by NetSuite, available at foxsportsradio.com. Other news. TMZ broke the story that the Big Three tournament that's brought to you by Ice Cube offering Caitlin Clark $5 million to play. I don't know how realistic that is. And then the fact that it leaked, Ice said that he didn't want it to leak while she's playing for a championship, but this is where you're going to get most of your publicity. I mean, I don't want to.
Just go ahead and say it. Just go say it, Dan.
It just feels like this might have been a story that was planted to detonate now because it's the NCAA tournament. It's a day off for everybody, and you know that we would be talking about Caitlin Clark. Yes, yes, Marvin.
Would you pay her just for an appearance fee? Like just show up to the Big Three?
Yeah.
Just give an appearance like she might play.
Well, what do you... I don't know.
I mean, the WNBA is her job and should be her job, not being sort of a greeter at Big Three. But I don't know how, if they're desperate.
A greeter.
Yeah. A greeter.
Come on in. Come on in.
Just have her warm up. She doesn't have to play. She just gets some 30-footers for warm up.
Yeah. That's funny, dude. last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store for tomorrow. Moonshine Madness available. Every person who places a tailgate order gets 50% off their next order at the merch store at danpatrick.com. Let me see. Dylan in Cincinnati. Hi, Dylan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 5'8", a melting 200 pounds. hey, I'm not going to be able to call in tomorrow, but just wanted to wish you a happy opening day from Cincinnati. I know it sucks that, you know, we're still pissed that we don't have the first opening game, but we're going to enjoy it tomorrow with a bunch of Skyline.
All right. Well, thank you, Dylan. Skyline or Gold Star? Take your pick. I mentioned the over-unders earlier, this according to DraftKings. A couple of surprises. Vegas loves the Falcons this year. Over-under is 10.5 wins. Cowboys at 10.5. And I'm just surprised the Steelers are right now at 8.5 wins. How many quarterbacks taken in the first round? The over, 4.5 is leading. It feels like it's going to be at least 5, maybe 6. Brian in Washington. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny. How are you? Good morning.
Good.
Hey, I was wondering if you would consider a new addition to your gambling compass, and Ipe takes a gamble.
Okay. Well, he's invited to come on if he'd like to. I'm sure Shea and Irving and Dylan, Bad Larry, would love to talk to him.
His record is
he's not
suspect.
He would fit in with our guys. He's not a good gambler either. I like how Pete Rose came out and said that, you know what, if only he would have had an interpreter when he was busted for gambling, he might have gotten away with it. This day in
sports. It'd be cool to have him, I guess, but.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Very timely, these guys we talked about today. 1981, U.S. President Ronald Reagan hosted a luncheon of all the active members of the Baseball Hall of Fame were invited.
Mm.
Got the big house and invited them all over.
Mm-hmm.
1989, Sports Illustrated exposed Pete Rose gambling activities. This date, 1989, the magazine article alleged Rose bet on baseball from the riverfront dugout during with hand gestures to an associate in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's it.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else in here? Jack Gibbons scored 41. Kentucky beat Duke to win the title. Jack Gibbons joining Bill Walton as the only players to score 40 points in a title game. Why did I think Gail Goodrich scored 40 in a title game against Michigan? Does that sound right? Todd, could you do a quick little search there? Gail Goodrich, sure. Michigan national title game. I thought he had 42. Thought so. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Marvin, I'm going to start with you.
Bo Nix.
That's what you learned?
Like when Fritzy.
Oh,
Fritzy wasn't paying
attention.
You weren't
ready. Oh, okay. Okay.
Todd? 1965 NCAA title game, 42 points.
Oh, okay.
UCLA beating favorite Michigan.
All right. So Gail Goodrich didn't have 42.
There you go.
All right.
Was I not paying attention again?
Todd, what did you learn?
I learned that Mike Tannenbaum has concerns about Michael Penix Jr. and Jaden Daniels' durability. Heading into the draft.
Seton, what did you learn?
We learned Ronald Reagan is the Kyrie Irving of presidents.
We learned that TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the Tire Decision Guide, full lineup of Redestein tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for joining us. Christian Laettner on the program tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.